What's up? A lot going on. But there's only one thing that matters. And I'm gonna have a brief discussion about this because I think it's so relevant as we head into summer. Many families these days, rich families, have beach houses, and dad doesn't go because dad's always working. I've seen this my whole career. And dads miss that chunk of their son's life or their daughter's life. They just do. You can't get it back. I spent most of the weekend with my family. The girls are home. We all sat on the deck last night with my family. My brother, Chris, his wonderful wife. I made ribs with the smoker. Spent the rest of the weekend with my family. Pizza Friday night, ice cream, a movie when we all got home, all sitting on the couch, messing with the dog. Saturday morning, went to the store with my son, did all the shopping at Giant Eagle for a week's worth of food with the girls at home. Why am I telling you this? I thought about this a lot this weekend. If you have a choice, work, make more money, family, have more time. You got to take the time over the money, man. You have to make sure. And you know, I see this now as I get older, and it becomes more and more relevant that if I can, I will blow off every professional obligation I have to hang with my family, because that's all that matters to me. And as time moves, it's all that should matter to you. And if you're thinking about this, you've got to focus on spending as much time as you can with your family, because once they're gone, they're gone. And I'm not trying to be morbid, but it's just the truth, man. I'm sitting there watching my son grow and thinking, man, the window closes a little more every day when he'll be headed off to college. It'll be me and my wife, which is cool. I covet my wife. She's a badass. She's my unicorn. But with the kids there, there's that magic, the laughter, the giggling, the stories. Grabbing at the same piece of pizza. Everybody picks a flavor of ice cream. It's so relevant now that if you can, and all the things happening in the world, the wars, right? Right? The tension, the pressure. Family makes it so much better. None of it matters. None of it, man. We take family walks, and I'm holding my wife's hand last night, and I'm feeling like this is it. This is it, man. This is why we're here. Don't wait till it's too late for you to be able to take those walks. Don't wait till they're gone to wish that you had them there if they're there. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy them now. This is it, man. This is your shot. I absolutely love Barbara Bowser, Gary Bowser Sr., the Bowser family, the Bowser car family. Two of the kindest people I ever met in my life. Gary just died. They were together 60 years. My brother and his wife have been together 35 years. Christine and myself, 24 years. These moments, boom, they're fleeting. I saw Barb at a graduation party this weekend for the boss's kid, Michael Spack's kid, wonderful family. And I was holding her hands in this tent. And it's as if we were alone, because we were so intently talking about how much we love our families and our spouses and how much she misses her husband. And then that she reaches for his hand in the middle of the night and sees him around the house every single day, and how much joy she feels and how much pain she feels, but that she covets the fact that God gave them 60 years together. 60, man. Don't waste an hour of it. Don't think, I got to make one more deal. Don't think we got to have the beach house. Screw the beach house, man. I'm serious. Screw the beach house. Sit on the back deck. Screw the fancy car. Buy something used. Screw the trip to Disney. Go to Kennywood, man. Figure out a way to love your family more. As trite as this sounds, as old-fashioned, washed-up old guy as I sound, it gives me clarity to understand why my father and mother made sure that we were always around. He packed us in the car, my parents did, and we went on a trip to Jersey with $50 and a ham. I am not lying, we had 50 friggin' dollars and a ham, and we laughed, and we giggled, we ate ham, we hung on the beach, we had ice cream, we loved each other, we played cards. We did what mattered. We became a tighter family. Once the window shuts, it ain't opening again. Take some moments to love the people you love, man. You don't want to write the obit thinking, man, I wish I'd have said this before she died or he died or they died or they left or the kids moved on or my daughter got married. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do it now. You know, I had this deal with my kids. If dad can drive to college, dad pays for college. Both of my girls at Pitt. Both of them are home. It's magnificent. I own that. I cherish that. I covet that. I believe as I get older that if you have your priorities in a row, that the only thing that you should be thinking about is how to spend more time with the folks that love you as much as you love them. Don't have regrets about it. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. This is just so very poignant topic, and I'm glad you brought it up. I've worked in the recycling field for 20-some years, and one of the sayings is the only thing you can't recycle in this world is time.
Wow.
And it is so important that people spend time with their family. My parents died at 62. My brother dropped dead at 56.
Oh, gosh.
I am 63, and I just retired, and I said, whatever I got, I got. I'm spending time with my husband and my family and friends while I can still move.
Hell yeah.
And if so be it, I run out of money, so be it.
But you'll be
you
happy.
Know? Because,
and you'll be in love.
Yeah.
And you'll be fulfilled.
Yeah, yeah. 40 years we've been married, and we work different shifts, and now we can actually both be together because we retired on the same day, and we're just happy to be at our little house in the South Hills.
Damn straight.
And to be together.
Damn straight. It's all that matters.
Yeah. Simple. Simple. Simple.
We have a toast every single night because we eat dinner together. We ain't the Waltons, but we love each other. And we say, family, all that matters. And then we have dinner.
Yeah, and one of the best things is listening to the Pirate game on the back porch.
Oh, my gosh, that's cool.
That is our favorite thing to do. They may not win or whatever, but it's still like our favorite thing to do. It's simple. On the radio.
And it's beautiful. Thanks, Michelle.
Have a great day, everybody.
One of my boys, Michael Collins, who I love, QTL, quality time left. Hell yeah, my man.